Now, this Kaplan-Meier curve shows you the overall survival of patients who have been divided into two groups. The blue line is the survival of patients who had a good risk mama print result, and the red line is of the node-negative patients who had a poor risk mama print result. But if we read the paper more carefully, then we can see that the patients who had a good risk profile, that still 13% of this group developed metastases. And so if we say to a patient, well, you have a good risk mama print result, so don't bother, you don't need any adjuvant systemic therapy, then this is not a good decision for 13% of patients. Now, maybe we would advise, well, maybe you should have at least endocrine therapy, so then we can maybe cure 7% of these 13%, but the other 6% will still develop metastatic disease while they had a good risk mama print result. Now, if these patients would have been offered adjuvant chemotherapy as well, then we would have cured at least another 3%. So, and of course, the other there's 3% who doesn't benefit from any adjuvant systemic therapy and will die regardless of what you do. But so there's 3% of patients that would have been cured if you wouldn't have used mama print. And on the other hand, if you look at this graph, then you see that the patients with an unfavorable profile, that still over 40% remained metastasis-free after 10 years. And so, in fact, these patients didn't need adjuvant systemic therapy. So although I do believe that mama print does add prognostic information, it's still far from perfect. And what it means, in fact, so the problem we're facing is that approximately 1 out of 30 women will die because of a false low-risk mama print result, as adjuvant chemotherapy will be withheld based on this low-risk mama print result, while this woman would only have been cured with adjuvant chemotherapy. So